I remember many years ago, I received a message from a brother who had a particular prophetic anointing. Then I was just starting my walk with the Lord. And the brother told me, "Thus saith the Lord, I only will accomplish that which I have proposed from the foundation of the world. I have called you, and I will bring you to that expected end. Just trust me. Just trust me, saith the Lord." And you know, I've had a lot of these prophecies over my life. Many different conferences I walk into, without knowing anybody there, they prophesied. Now, it does not matter if you do not receive a prophecy. God might talk to you in different ways. All those are just ways of encouraging us in the faith. Ways of encouraging us on the way forward. God will encourage all of us one way or the other. You don't need to hear a message from a prophet or anybody. What matters is what you receive in your spirit. I'm saying this here because some people tend to think that if they don't receive some kind of outward sign, God is not with them. But that is not true. So now let me go back to what I'm trying to say. So that message I received years ago, which told me, just trust in me. Just trust in me. Has, you know, rung a bell in my heart for many years. And I realized that those of us who want to be partakers of this high calling in Christ Jesus must learn to trust God. We must begin to learn to trust God. God is calling us out of the darkness that constitutes this world. He's calling us from the realm of death into the realm of life and abundance. He's calling us into a realm that is not understood by men. Mark it, it is not understood by men. A man cannot understand the things of the Spirit. A natural man that is not quickened by the Spirit of God cannot understand the things of God's kingdom. See, we are being called into a kingdom that is unknown to this world. A realm that is unknown to this world. We are being called into the light. Where we can live in the totality of brilliance, of life, of power, immortality, of bliss, everything beautiful, where everything is perfect, where you can overcome the fears and the anxieties of humanity. That is where God is guiding us back into a place of pleasure. Pleasures, enjoyment, a place of love, peace. Praise God. That is what he's doing. He's guiding us into a place where we can find rest for our souls. And, you know, see life in abundance. To the fullness. But as we enter into this walk with God, the word trust, trust and obey, is a word that must we must adhere to strictly. Trust and obey. We have to learn to trust in the invisible one. We have to learn to trust in that one that is not seen nor perceived by men. You see it? And I tell you, it is very difficult for a natural man to trust in that which is unseen. It is very difficult for the natural man to put his trust in that which he cannot perceive with his natural senses. We were all conceived in a world where we were groomed to have faith and belief in that which we see, in that which we are able to perceive with our natural senses. For this reason, the doctrine of this world has been to gather and to gather and to gather unto yourselves. See, we were groomed to believe that if there was some big money in the account, in the bank account, then we are okay. There's a sense of security, there's peace. See, we were groomed to believe that if we gather things in this world unto ourselves, we can get some kind of security or fulfillment in them. That is the doctrine of this world. That is the wisdom of this age. See, the wisdom of this age, causes men to gather unto themselves in this outer world of darkness, and therefore neglect the true invisible God. See it? The folly of man is to gather and gather unto himself. Gather knowledge, gather this, gather that, thinking he can get security. But Jesus Christ says, your life does not consist in what you gather unto yourselves. It does not consist, it is not in your riches, but it is in your richness in the towards God, in the knowledge of God. So God is guarding us by Spirit from the folly, from the foolishness of this dark age. Back into the Spirit, where we can once more walk in the totality of the knowledge of God, where the knowledge of God is like the seas that cover the waters that cover the seas and the oceans, where we are completely immersed in the totality of God's knowledge, not head knowledge. We're talking of total awareness, where we are encompassed in the reality that we are in Him. That is true richness. Because if God be with us, who can be against us? Praise God. But to attain to this place, we must begin to learn how to trust. Because we are transiting the realm of the flesh back into the realm of the Spirit from where we descended in the beginning. We have to begin to learn to trust that guiding voice. Because as you begin your ascent back into glory, the principalities and powers walking through the carnal mind want to, pull you back. They tell you not to trust in God. I'm talking of, these are the thoughts of the inner man. That what That is God able to provide for you? See it? What if God abandons me somewhere along the line and I'm left without anything? And I'm a loser at both ends. Isn't that what they thought of me? Praise God. We know the story of the Israelites when they were, you know, delivered from the hand of Egypt. By the force of the Lord. Actually, in a matter of days, they were supposed to enter into the promised land and to take over the promised land. They were to enter and to begin to enjoy the rest of God. You know, I'm talking of back then in the days of old. Just a couple of days they needed to enter into the promised land to capture the promised land. But they ended up roaming the desert, the wilderness, for 40 good years because they did not trust God. They did not believe God. And they therefore disobeyed God. After all that God had shown them, the miracles in the land of Egypt, they still rebelled against God. God had sent, you know, when they got to the border of the promised land, I'm talking after they had left Egypt, they, you know, God told them to send 12 disciples or 12, you know, spies to enter into the promised land, the land of Canaan, and to search it out. And what happens? The 12 come back, 10 of them bring a bad report, and 2 of them bring a positive report. The 10, you know, who brought the, you know, the negative represent, the report represent the carnal mind. The report that they brought was that, oh, the inhabitants of the lands are giants. They are too big. That there's no way we can overcome them. While the 2 faithful witnesses, which represent, you know, the spirit man, Caleb and Joshua, try to convince them that God is able to caused them to inherit that land. They all admitted that the land was rich with good fruits. Big fruits, grapes, you know. Rich land. But 10 of them, which represent the carnal mind, were able to convince the Israelites that there is just no way they could enter into that promised land to take that land. And what happens? The 10, you know, were able to instill fear into the people, and they all began to cry out to God. God, why did you bring us out here to die, to perish? Why didn't you leave us in Egypt? You see, and they turned their backs on God and wanted to go back into Egypt. They were heading back into Egypt. That is back into darkness, back into the world. And I tell you, unknowingly, many, many, many Christians out there today pass through this phase. At some point, they begin to fear. That is it possible to live that life in the spirit in this wicked world? How will I survive if I begin to live that life of innocence, that life of the man of the spirit? How will I survive? This is the thought of this is the carnal mind. This is the thought of the carnal mind. It does not trust God. It does not believe in the invisible. See it? Oh, there are giants out there. There's no way we can live as Christians and survive in this world. There's no way I can live in the spirit and trust God and survive in this world. That is what they are saying. How will I feed? How will I get clothing? How will I get a house? How will I prosper? That is it. That is the mind of the flesh that rebels against God. It is the mind of the flesh that trusts in the arm of the flesh. Praise God. And as a result of that fleshy carnal mind, many people today are roaming the wilderness. Roaming, going around the wilderness in endless circles. Many people have not been able to come forth, manifesting the totality of God's glory and power, because they are roaming in the wilderness, trying to be like the world, trying to gather riches unto themselves. They've turned Christianity into a kind of religion for profit. Look, the gospel that Jesus Christ brought to the earth is a gospel that causes us to gain God and God's kingdom, the invisible kingdom. We don't live in relation to this natural world. See it? God is bringing us to a place where we begin to live by the power of God, by the power of the endless life. Hallelujah. When we live in the spirit, we live in abundance. All things are yours. It does not matter what people perceive outside. It does not matter what the natural says. What really is true is that which is in the spirit. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ says, all things that the Father has are mine. All things that the Father has are mine. See, the man of the spirit inherits all things. See, but the man of the flesh thinks that he has, but he has nothing. He cannot take away a pin from this world. See, but God is faithful, brethren. We must learn to trust God. Hallelujah. We must come to the place where we wrestle at Gethsemane like Jesus did. When Jesus prayed, Father, thy will be done. That wrestle, that fight he had at Gethsemane portrays the fact that he himself also had to overcome that fleshy carnal mind that does not, believe in God. If it were possible, Father, let this cup pass over me. Isn't that what Jesus Christ said? That was the human aspect of Jesus speaking. See, but he stood his ground in prayers, in meditation. And like we saw, an angel came at a point to strengthen Jesus, to strengthen him. And I tell you, if we want to increase in faith and in trust, in belief, we must learn to enter deeper into meditation and fellowship with God. See, because we must develop that trust towards God. Because it is our trust with God, in God, in the name of God, that we act as a strong tower and will keep us throughout all eternity. This whole world is governed by fear. Fear and fear and fear. And I tell you, it was not so in the beginning. See, fear came in when we lost the knowledge of the fact that we were actually one with God in the beginning. That was when fear came in. See, when Adam said that, saw that he was naked in the beginning, he started to see God from without. He started to see a God that was outside, an external God. It was not so when he was walking in glory. When he was walking in glory, he was knitted in one with God, in fellowship, in light in God, with one with God, in the bosom of God. But the moment he's naked, he sees a God from without. And he sees himself as a transgressor. See, that bond of trust that Adam had with God, that bond of trust that was able to make, or rather create the scene called the Garden of Eden, was lost. Fear came in, lack of trust came in. Adam started hiding among trees, covering himself with fig trees. You see it? And today in this world, people go about doing all kind of things, guarding unto themselves, doing religious works. All these are things they try to use in place of that trust in God. All we need is trust in God. Trust and obey. Trust that is able to bring you to an expected end. Trust that is able to supply for all your needs. When you come into this realm, what you are, God is teaching us now to live for the moment. Not to start calculating for tomorrow, for pensions, and for what will happen when this happens or when that happens. But to live for the now. Because His grace is sufficient for us. His presence is there ever, eternally. And that is all we need to trust. In the beginning, we never needed bank accounts. In the beginning, we never needed to begin to scheme and plan for what will happen in 20, 30 years' time. In the beginning, all that existed was now. And that is where we are returning back to. Learning to trust God. The same God that was able to feed hundreds of thousands in the wilderness. Was able to care for them, cater for them. See, fed them, clothed them, cured them, healed them for 40 years in the wilderness. And eventually, when their hearts were turned, God took them into the promised land. In likewise manner, God can supply for all our needs. If we can just learn to stay still and stop being anxious. Somebody says, oh, I'm worried, I have debts. Oh, my creditors keep knocking on my door. Just have patience and believe. The Lord will lift you up out of that situation gradually. The Lord will repair everything that has been damaged in your life. The word of God never fails. God is faithful. He will not allow His name to be dragged in the mud. Praise God. Let us learn to trust God. Trust Him. See, the lack of trust in God is the thing that causes us in the faith to suffer. Many have suffered shipwreck. Your faith plane has crashed. We've suffered a lot of things simply because lack of trust. We have to exercise ourselves in meditation, exercise ourselves and bring ourselves to belief. That God can bring us to an expected end. God can take us into that promised land. That God can, you know, supply all our needs, protect us, keep us innocent, keep us pure in a dark age. Hallelujah. Those who seek Him will never be ashamed. Never begin to worry. About tomorrow, but trust God. Hallelujah. The moment you begin to fear, it is then that He opened doors for the wicked one to come in. Lack of trust breeds fear. And fear opens the door for the wicked one. Praise God. So we have to guard against that opening in our lives. Strengthen ourselves to trust God. There's no one that trusted God that was not exalted in due season. There's no one that trusted God that was abandoned. David says, I was young, but I am now old. I have never seen the righteous forsaken. God will never forsake the righteous. Hallelujah. So let us learn to trust God by meditation, prayers, recognizing that we are one with Him. See it? When we enter into meditation and waiting on Him, prayer, waiting for the word, the manna from heaven, you know, in our spirit, it causes a growth in us, in our spiritual man. Because hitherto we've lived as carnal men, men of the flesh, who trusted in only the ability of the flesh, in physical evidence, in calculations, in scheming, and all that. These are the things that corrupt men. These are the things that cause conflict in interest. What we need is simply to enter into our closets and begin to hear the still voice of God in our lives daily, and let that voice lead us. Let us get back into fellowship with God the Father and remain there throughout eternity. He will never ever cause us to suffer the pains of hell once more. He will never let us to suffer the things that men suffer if we can trust in Him. I preach this message today because the Lord was trying to show me some of the reasons why Christians this very day go around in circles. Many Christians are going around in circles because they have not aligned their hearts to trusting God. Many have not yet trusted God, have not yet released all to trust God. Praise God. Like the rich man who met Jesus. He had many riches. He looked quite religious, all right. He did all the works of the Ten Commandments. And Jesus asked him, young man, to enter the kingdom of God, you would have to do the the laws of God? Have you done them? And the man said, yes, I practiced every one from the day I was born. Okay, Jesus Christ told him, okay, that's one thing that was lacking. Sell all that you have. Sell all that you have. Then follow me. Pick up your cross and follow me. Sell all that you have and give to the poor, and then pick up your cross and follow me. Oh, hallelujah. And the rich young man was sad, and he left Jesus. He turned back from Jesus and left. So he left all to follow Jesus. I mean, he refused to that request of Jesus to leave all and follow Jesus. He couldn't let go. And Jesus Christ says, it's virtually impossible for those that trust in riches to enter into the kingdom of God. So you cannot have your eyes set on this natural world and enter into God's kingdom. You must let go of all. The rich man, from the day of his birth, had gathered unto himself. See, and he had come to a point where he had so much interest on the earth, and he trusted in those things upon this earth, thinking that they are kind of, a wall of salvation for him, safety, peace, and all that. But Jesus Christ says, no, you must learn to live again. Stop trusting in your riches. Stop trusting in those things you've acquired unto yourself as a man. Let go of everything. Unto the poor, which is the spirit man. And pick up your cross and follow me. Do we hear of the rich man today being preaching the gospel? Do you know his name today? No. But those 12 disciples who faithfully followed Jesus Christ and left all, we hear their names all over the place today. And God was able to keep them unto the very end. So we who are being called into the light must learn to trust in the name of the Lord, to trust in the invisible presence of God, the invisible voice of God. Trust in the invisible. Hallelujah. We have to learn to be men of faith, growing in understanding and knowing that that one who has called us will never forsake us nor leave us. Is it? Your children might forsake you and leave you. Your parents might forsake you and leave you. Your brothers and sisters might forsake you and leave you. And many people are suffering heartbreaks today and pain because of these things that they suffer here on earth. But you cannot equate men to God. God is faithful. He will not allow His Holy One to see corruption. He will keep him. And He cares for His people. The Lord loves His people. The Lord takes pleasure in His people. So let us stir up ourselves, brethren. Stir up ourselves to begin to trust God. Hallelujah. Trust God. Let go. Let go of all and begin to trust in the spiritual man. And He will bring you to that expected end. Stir up yourselves in meditation, in prayer, in fellowship with the Father, fellowship in the Word, so that this level of trust and belief can increase within. Hallelujah. when we begin to trust God, we suffer less. See, our sojourn in the wilderness is shortened. And we begin to ascend once more back in the place of total abundance, where our life is not dependent on what we physically possess, but our life is dependent on the fact that we know that we are in Him that is true. Our life is dependent on the fact that our Father is faithful and He will never leave and forsake us. God bless you, brethren. Amen.